USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday after a visit to Kyiv that Ukrainian President Zelensky is committed to winning his country's fight against Russia and that the United States will help him achieve that goal. Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a historic challenge from Marine Le Pen during Sunday's runoff vote. Emmanuel Macron addressed his supporters in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris after early results projected him winning a second term by roughly 58% of the vote.
Dès à présent, je ne suis plus le candidat d'un camp.
Because I'm no longer the president of a party, but the president of everyone. Today is National Hug a Plumber Day and National Telephone Day. A salute to all in those industries. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk has the capital needed for a takeover of Twitter, and board members spent a good portion of Monday negotiating with the Tesla and SpaceX billionaire. The social media giant announced it will censor more content. Tim Berg reports.
Twitter is once again censoring what they believe is misinformation about climate change. On Earth Day, the company announcing it will no longer allow misrepresentative ads in their opinion that go against the scientific consensus on climate change. In a blog post, the company saying it believes climate denialism shouldn't be monetized on its platform.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
As the Biden administration continues to fly illegal immigrants all over the interior of the United States, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax the Biden White House refuses to follow the law and ignores the Constitution on immigration law.
But these guardsmen and these border agents are really heroes for what they're doing with no support from the Biden administration. Exactly the opposite. The Biden administration has put them in a position where they're risking their lives really for no benefit. It's extremely difficult. I've been down there numerous times. I've talked to border agents. I've talked to the guard. I've talked to these sheriffs. I've talked to people that are risking their lives. And the Biden administration is basically in some type of partnership, whether it's stated or not. They send the message to the cartels, bring as many people here as you can. They may have COVID. They may not. They may be terrorists. They may not be. They may be criminals. They may not be. But it puts these border agents at tremendous risk. And the Biden administration is willing to risk their lives, but also not support them in any way and make them feel like their jobs don't matter. And that's the reality where we are with the Biden administration.
The Kazoo won with two crew members and 24 passengers, including two children, on a scenic tour of the northeastern side of Japan, sent out a distress call on Saturday saying it was taking on water from its bow. Rescuers searching the area since it sank have found the body of an 11th victim, a child, as questions intensify why the vessel sailed into rough weather at a known hazardous location. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.